It's 70 degrees in Nashville, sunny skies right now, and we do expect a high in the mid-80s today before the rain moves in tomorrow. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Tennessee gives $1.5 million a year to the governor's office of faith-based and community initiatives, but as the Tennessean reports, it's unclear where that money goes. The entity created by Governor Bill Lee now gets nearly 90% of its annual budget from the state, but Director Lance Viglio says the office is a private nonprofit and thus not subject to public records requests, despite having complied with them in the past. The office is required to submit an annual report to the state legislature, but it offers little insight into the agency's activities. The state's largest tree planting event is coming up soon. On March 21st, people across every county in Tennessee will be planting native trees. WPLN's Caroline Egger says the deadline to reserve trees ahead of time is this Sunday.
Storms have ravaged Tennessee's tree canopy in recent years. Hurricane Helene wiped out part of East Tennessee's canopy. Tornadoes have ripped through West and Middle Tennessee. And the ice storm killed thousands of trees in Nashville. The tree planting event is a chance to help replenish the state's tree canopy. It's organized by the Tennessee Environmental Council, which set up sales in all 95 counties for the first year ever. They're offering 11 native tree species, like redbud, elderberry, and oak, that can be reserved for a suggested donation of about $4 to $5 each.
The deadline to reserve trees is this Sunday, March 8th. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.